Something for the weekend. Good morning. How are you? It is Trina Mara, Ireland's Classic Hits. And on the line, we have got Gillian Boyle, who is logistics coordinator with Concern. And she's going to tell us all about the Step in Their Shoes campaign, which is happening. Morning, Gillian. How are you?
Good morning, Trina. How are you doing?
I'm good. Tell us all about this campaign, a very big campaign for Concern.
Yeah, it's a campaign that everyone can get involved in. It's called Step in Their Shoes, and it's about getting people involved in taking part in the event and raising money for our responses to refugees, where we get everyone to walk 10,000 steps in the day, and it's happening the week of the 14th to the 20th of June. So anyone who's interested, just head over to the Concern website and sign up and get your friends and family involved in it.
Yeah, I've actually said I'm going to do this. The only thing is, I'm so unfit, Gillian. This is going to be a challenge for me. So I've been sitting on my bum for the last year, so the feet will be killing me, but it's worth it, isn't it? Tell us all about the people who've been forced out of their homes and the reason why this is happening and why you're trying to raise money.
Well, I've been at this work now for over 16 years, so I have seen many, many people who have lost their homes. And one story in particular really hits me very hard. I was out in Lebanon. As we are aware, the Syrians have had a war in their country for the last 10 years. The team got a call really late in the evening, and we were asked to go out, that a family had just arrived in an area. So we went out, we met a small family of six, and there was a granny and the parents and two young children. And then as I was looking at them, there was a young 6-day-old newborn. And these were people who had left their home, fled across the border into Lebanon, and literally had just the clothes on their back. They had nothing else. And we had arrived with just plastic sheeting and some blankets for them to put up, like a little tent up around them, and sit on the blankets and wrap themselves in it to keep them warm because it gets cold. It really hit me that this little baby of 6 days old was going to be sleeping on a piece of concrete in the cold, and have nothing. They didn't even have water to drink or wash themselves or just cook with, basically.
And they're probably so grateful to meet you along the way and to even get that blanket or that bit of plastic covering.
Yeah, when you have absolutely nothing and somebody is there and they give you something simple like a bottle of water or a blanket, they are grateful. We buy them, you know, toothbrushes and toothpaste and buckets so that they can wash themselves. And as I said, we give them tents. Well, not tents. We give them plastic sheets and wooden poles and tools to put up a tent-like structure. And then blankets to keep them warm. And that's about it. That's where the donations go to try and provide the basics.
Do the donations not stretch to actually buy the tents?
What we would consider tents would not be suitable for the conditions that a lot of these people are in. They wouldn't be strong because there's quite harsh wind and quite harsh sunshine and rain. So what we would consider as tents here, they wouldn't last a week. I had tents in the Rohingya refugee camp, and I think they lasted all of 36 hours, because the conditions are quite harsh. So after years and years of doing this, we found that tarpaulin and wooden poles with twine was actually the better options and the cheapest, so that we could cater for more and more people.
What countries are affected that Concern are helping, Gillian?
To be honest, any country where there's conflict or an environmental or natural disaster will result in refugees. But some of the countries where Concern is working, that we're working with refugees, would be the Democratic Republic of Congo. We also would help refugees in Chad from Nigeria, and also from who are coming across from Sudan and Darfur. There would be refugees in there. And the more famous one would be the Syrian refugees. We would help them in countries like Lebanon, where Lebanon has over about 25% of their population is actually hosting refugees from various countries, which is a huge amount for such a small country.
Yeah.
It's the size of Ireland population-wise. So you can imagine about 1 million refugees in Ireland. That's what Lebanon is doing at the moment. They're just helping over 1 million.
It was getting such vast news coverage for a while there, and then it just kind of tapers off. Do you find that when you're working for someone like Concern, you go, oh great, it's getting publicity at the moment, but then after a while, the news moves on and then people almost forget, don't they?
There's always something new every day, and there's some new disaster and new conflict starting. It's very hard for people to keep in mind everything that goes on. But through events like these, like Step in Their Shoes, we focus people's attention back on what is still happening every day to people around the world in countries like Syria and in conflict zones, like Rohingya refugees that have come back up again with the Myanmar coup. So, it's quite difficult, but I can understand as well why, because there is so much happening in the world and it seems to be increasing all the time.
What are the biggest obstacles that you face, Gillian, in your job?
The biggest obstacles, I would say, would be trying to source all the items to help the people, because some of the markets wouldn't have everything that we need at the time that we need them, and they would come in slowly. Other obstacles that I have come across would be trying to get to refugees in Rohingya. We had only access into the camp, which was about the size of North Dublin, and there was only one road running through it. So we could park the cars in the middle of it and then walk about an hour to try and get to some of the people who was in the camp. I know in other countries like Central African Republic, we use canoes. So we would drive the motorbike up to the riverbank, and the easiest way to get to sea and respond to these people would be to get on a canoe. And I do believe the same thing happens in South Sudan. We've gone on boats to approach people that have fled to islands away from conflict to try and find safety, or into the swamp areas. South Sudan is very famous for some of its swampy areas. So you will find people who flee conflict in very challenging areas to get to them, but we're there to help them. And so we will rise to the challenge, and we've lots of experience in dealing with these areas.
And finally, Gillian, can I ask you, you know, how have you gone from being somebody in Longford, a hotel and catering manager, to being the person who assesses what people need in these emergencies, and how do you source everything that you need?
Well, yeah, you're right. I was a hotel and catering manager. I've come from a background of secondary school with the nuns, and I used to fundraise for the missions in Zambia. So, yeah, I decided I wanted to volunteer one year at some point, and of course, life brought me down a path and I went hotel and catering management. And then the famous race week in Galway, I met somebody who actually worked with an Irish organization, and I got chatting to them. And in 2005, I flew out with that organization to Democratic Republic of Congo. And after 3 months, I decided I wanted to keep doing this. So 16 years later, that year turned out to be a bit longer than initially thought. So yeah. That's how I've managed to go from that to working as a logistician. How I source everything, after 16 years of experience, I get to know, to get talking to local people. They're the best people who will tell you where items are and where you can find things. I just talk to whoever's on the ground and listen to them, and they'll tell me what I need to know about where I find these items. More often than not, if we can't find them in the country, we will fly items in on an airplane and then distribute them. But generally, we try and find them locally.
Have you found yourself in any dangerous situations along the way, Gillian?
Well, I have been in conflict zones. I work predominantly in conflict zones or in areas of natural disaster. So when I'm talking to people here in Ireland, yeah, they would consider it risky. But we work with organizations who make sure that they have rules and procedures in place to protect us. So, yeah, I would have met with rebel groups. I would have dealt with cars turning over in rivers or being submerged in rivers and having to take them back. But that's all in the day of a life over there.
Okay, well, Gillian, if anybody would like to sign up for Step in Their Shoes, how can we do that? What is the website?
So if you go to concern.net, and you will see a link to Step in Their Shoes, and just click on that and register and start fundraising and getting people involved and setting up competitions between yourselves and your friends and your family, and just do it for fun. It'll be good for us all as well after COVID to get up and about and moving again. So it's a good time to set a challenge for ourselves to try and do it for a week at least.
Okay, well, Gillian, the best of luck with the fundraising, and we'll get the word out.
Thanks very much, Trina, and have a good weekend.
Thanks a million. This is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.